there's no reason that you have to use any specific company. As long as you're doing the right thing, you're going to feel better about it at the end of the day.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Baubert Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. I am here with Robert Burns. Robert, what's up? How are you today?
Hey, Ben. Good morning, man. Appreciate you making some time for us this week and excited to talk about everything that's going on here at home.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm excited for two reasons. First off, because you're director of marketing with Sun King, which great company, great for the community. I'll let you introduce Sun King in a moment. But one thing, and I almost feel like I didn't do my due diligence. I didn't realize that you were an Emmy nominated news anchor as well. It's one of those things where I'll tell you, Robert, I have a beginner's mindset. I show up, I ask questions. But when I pop open your LinkedIn profile and I see that, I'm like, oh God, I should have did a little bit of research. So, because people are going to be curious about that. So you're an Emmy nominated news anchor. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, my former part of my career, I was a TV news reporter and news anchor for about 12 years or so. And, you know, out of college, you bounce all over the place. And so when people ask me, where have you worked? It's funny because here in Rochester, a lot of people don't necessarily leave, you know, their home. This is where their family is. They love it here. And I'm used to bouncing around every couple of years. So when I say I've lived in five different states in 10 years, they drop their jaws and they say, well, what was wrong with you? And nothing's wrong with me. It's just part of the job. I worked in my very first job was in small town Louisiana as a TV reporter. Then I moved back to South Florida where I grew up and worked there for about 5 years or so as a reporter. And then I did some sports anchoring. From there, I made a huge jump, went across the country to San Diego, worked for the Fox affiliate over there. And San Diego was a beautiful, beautiful area. If you can ever go visit, you may never want to come back. And that's where I really, you know, kind of became my own person on air. And that's where I was nominated for two Emmys in back-to-back years. I want to say it was 2016 and 2017. And then I moved to Central Texas and was a main anchor for a Fox affiliate for a TV station over there. And then the pandemic hit. And that leads us to 2020 when everything kind of went awry. I moved back to this area in Rochester to be closer to family. Took a random interview at an electronics recycling company, something I knew nothing about. Didn't even know that was a thing, really, other than what I saw on some commercials. And now it's been a year and a half, almost 2 years, and I love it. I love being here because there's an inner nerd inside of me that gets to play with all these toys. And you and I were talking about microphones beforehand, and I know more about microphones than I probably should. So it kind of made a natural sense to switch on over to, you know, in the news industry, they say you switched over to the dark side where you have weekends off and you don't have, you can wear sweatpants half the time. It's very similar to radio, but it's been a really, really, really refreshing kind of switch for me. It's been a big learning experience as well, because a lot of people don't know the ins and outs, and we'll go through some of that today on what electronics recycling is. We know we have electronics. We know we have a bunch of them, but we don't know what to do with them or what happens with them later on or even what's inside them. So it's been really enlightening to learn a whole nother aspect of it. I feel like it's like a whole new breath of fresh air.
I love it. So electronic recycling, it's not just that treasure chest of chargers from the 05s and the 10 plus years ago. I've got an entire box that, honestly, it's a treasure chest, and I need to scratch the word treasure because I don't know if I use any of the cords in it. What's electronic recycling? What do I do with that stuff?
Well, what's treasure or what is scratched off treasure, it has probably some use somewhere else. So, you know, it's not fully trash at a certain point. It becomes trash because we don't use them anymore. you know, we're talking about Nokia phones that we don't, they were great in the day. They were bricks. They got us through high school, but now there's no use for them. And a lot of people still have those older phones, 5-6 years, where they're kind of reluctant, Ben, to really get rid of them. You know, they're, you know, maybe I'll need it one day, or maybe my phone will die out and I'll have to go to the backup phone. You know, there's a lot of those devices out there. We've got a lot of these AirPods now, or headphones or whatever. I'm an Apple guy, so most of the things I'll reference probably going to be Apple. But we have a lot of those devices out there, watches now, anything with a cord or a circuit board. And a lot of people don't realize what some of those are. And what we've started to do is we realize there's a lot of people asking, well, what is recyclable? What can I do? A vacuum cleaner. It's got a power cord, right? That's an electric device or electronic device that can be recycled. We don't care about the bag, but there's circuit boards inside of it. There's smart features in just about everything right now. So if you look in your house, you're probably going to see a boatload, a handful, a wheelbarrow full of things that have some sort of battery to it or some sort of power connection that has a way to be recycled. It has a way to be pushed along the process and maybe turned into something new. You know, you may be done with it, but there might be a second life for it. And that's what we are here at Sun King. That's what we're here to try and figure out and try and promote to people out there as well, especially now. It's Earth Month, man. I mean, this is the time when people are looking through things and they're saying, well, how can I be greener? What can I recycle? One thing you can do is look at what's old.
Yeah, Earth Month. And a great practice for Earth Month: start with one item a day, go to two the second day, go to three the third day, go to four the fourth day. I don't know the math, but you end up recycling hundreds of items by the end of the month. And how do I recycle those items? I can't just put them in the air and you'll just show up at my doorstep and pick it up. Or is that, how does it actually work, Robert?
Well, we don't have curbside pickup just yet. I will, it's something we would like to look at a little bit further on down the line. There's a lot of gray areas in there. The easiest way to do it, though, is put it aside and put it in a box, put it in your trunk. And we've got a couple of ways you can drop them off, especially if you're here, you're listening to this. This is a Rochester-based podcast. We live in Rochester. That's where our warehouse is. It's in Brockport. So it's around the corner. And so for free, you can come. We have bins outside of our building every day. You can just drop those devices in there and you know it's doing the right thing. You know those devices are then being broken down in the right process. And you know that because we have videos showing how we do it on our website. So there's a lot of education out there. The couple of other ways you can do your electronic recycling easy is if you're a residential homeowner, if you're a person living in an apartment, if you're a student, whatever it is. We hold electronics recycling collection events. They're called e-recycling events, and we hold them all throughout New York State, really from Western to Central New York. And this is the best way, really, to get rid of those devices in bulk. You register for an event that's near you. You drive up. We take the stuff out. You drive off. That's your weekend. That's it. You go and have your cup of coffee. You go have brunch. You do whatever you want to do. Those devices then come right back over here, and we're able to break them down. We pull out the parts on the inside as best we can. We shred up the plastic and we take those raw materials and send them to the next guy so they can then either build something else, build something better with it, or properly dispose of it instead of just throwing it in the garbage can. That's the last thing you want to do. There are laws against doing that as well. So you don't want to put that big old heavy TV out to the curb. It's not going to be going to the right place. It's going to be probably poisoning our planet. You want to be able to find that right way to go about it. So if you're a residential homeowner, that's one way. I know it's a long answer, but give me a second. I'm getting somewhere. If you're a business owner, there's another way to do this, to recycle those devices. I mean, you own a business. You've got electronics out there. They get old. You know, maybe you have a fleet of iPads. Maybe you have a fleet of computers out there. There's a way and there's a process that we use where we can take those, recycle them, and give you newer devices that'll help you move along the way, and it still saves you money. So there's a lot of options out there. There's a lot of different ways to go about it. You just got to know where to look.
So at the core, you're saving the environment from poison of ultimately just throwing it out. It's free. The free part's what's kind of blowing my mind, because I'm used to literally every, like my compost to my tires, it's always cost money to get rid of these things. So it's free to me. And if I'm a business, ultimately, I can basically exchange and level up. Let's say I'm a tech junkie. I guess maybe if I'm not a tech junkie, because I mean, what happens if it doesn't need to be recycled? Do you just find a new home for it? Or
yeah, if it doesn't need to be recycled, we also have techs. And a lot of companies do this as well. I don't want to necessarily just talk about us super individually or very specifically. It's an industry as a whole. So you could be in Cleveland, you stumble upon this podcast, there's probably a business over there that does the same thing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of recyclers as well will look at first, how can we give that device a second life? Okay, let's say you have an iPhone. Let's use an example. Say you have an iPhone and you're not using it anymore. You've upgraded to the new one. You're ready to recycle it. Well, first off, you know, maybe you have a kid that can use that phone. Maybe there's another way that you can repurpose it. We'd prefer you to do that first. If there's another way to keep getting some life out of that before it comes to us, wonderful. If it comes to us, we have techs that can look at it and say, all right, well, maybe this person thought it was broken, but it's really not. I can fix this. Hmm. So we're able to fix those devices. We refurbish them, and then we're able to offer them at a super discount. If you look at some of the prices, I mean, we sell a lot of devices on eBay. We also have a retail store in Brockport called Ecoboost. What some people would think is the end of the line for some of these devices, we are able to bring them back to life and offer them at these retail stores. So you can often find computers, laptops, phones, tablets, projectors. We have drones that come in, all types of stuff that it may be just the simplest thing that you as the consumer don't think is wrong, but the technician can look at it and say, it's very simple. There's nothing wrong with this. You put a new battery in it. You flip a switch, you change a wire, something like that, and it works good as new. And then you're able to still find that second use for it along the line. Like we mentioned earlier, what might be trash to some people is treasure. A lot of people out there are okay with devices that work. They don't have to have the latest and greatest.
Right.
You just need it to work, right, Ben?
Yeah. And you said the retail shop is Ecoboost?
Yes, it's Ecoboost. So it's the end of the caboose is the end of a train. I didn't make the name. The caboose is the end of the train.
It.
It's the end of the line. And there's an E for the electronic part of it. So it makes sense when you break it down like that. If you don't know it, it makes no sense at all. But now you'll never not know it. But yeah, we have the store. It's in Brockport. We have a website as well. You can see all our inventory on there. So those would be the two best places. If we have stuff, we'll put it on eBay. We have a Sun King eBay page, or we have that Ecoboost retail store as well.
I just love the word Ecoboost.
It's fun to say it once or twice, right?
When it first rolled off your tongue, so I heard it as Ecoboost. Like mentally, right. I was thinking Ecoboost. But the way it rolled off your tongue was Ecoboost. And I'm like, what did you just say? This is interesting. So that's in Brockport, yeah. Ecoboost. And take us through like a success story. Like take us through the journey of a client of yours. Maybe it was just a one, you know, someone like me showing up on it their own with a big old treasure chest of ultimately things that really need to be refurbished and recycled. Or a large client, you know, that maybe comes to you all the time and the kind of footprint that they change in doing so.
Yeah. I mean, I can give you a couple of different examples. One, because I know you might have people who aren't necessarily business owners as well listening to this. So we can talk a little bit about that. But I'll tell you one business that we work with is the VA. You know, the veterans in this country make a huge population of it. And the veteran and the VA hospitals, rather, you know, they're one of our clients, especially over in New Jersey and in New York State as well. And so they came to us and they said, hey, look, we have all these devices. We need to get rid of these devices. And this is part of the example I was talking about earlier. We need to get rid of these devices. They're taking up a lot of power. They're taking up a lot of resources that we have here. We just want to get rid of them. How do we recycle them with you? We said, great, we'll take them off your hands. We'll find the best way to break them down and move them along the line, but we can't leave the VA hanging. So let's figure out a way. And what we have is called an ITAD process. And what that does is essentially it is an asset distribution process. In other words, we take your old assets, we distribute new ones out to you. And so we went to the VA and we said, okay, we'll take those old computers. We'll take those old medical, you know, those hospital beds, they have gears in them. Those are recyclable as well. We'll take a lot of the medical equipment off your hands as well. And what we'll do is we'll work with you to find newer devices, maybe not the newest, but we'll find newer devices for you. And what we were able to do is work with them to where they were given the ability to get rid of the old ones, get in the new ones, save money, and then they then took that extra money and put it towards other programs for VA, for veterans rather. Mm-hmm. How amazing is that? You know, they're able to save money and put it right back into the people they're serving, all because they said, okay, we're open to hearing ideas on how we can recycle better. And so that's a huge success story. You know, we've got guys out there that are living and trying to learn how to rewalk again. And they're learning how to live their life completely different now. Or they're going through something and they just need someone to talk to. And now there's a new program because the VA hospital recycled their electronics and they found extra money because of it. So that's a huge success story to me. It's pretty personal because we all know a veteran. We all know someone who has some sort of tie to that. And so outside of our fundraising efforts with eScrap for Camp, we'll talk about that a little bit. That's a huge success story that sticks out to my head. The other one is, you know, we had a guy in here yesterday who was with his daughter, came into our store here, bought a printer or bought something online on our eBay store, came in here, realized we had more devices, realized he could save money because she's going to school. And then they went over to the retail store and ended up getting whatever else she needed for, you know, to go back to campus. The parent would have probably shelled out an extra $1,000 buying either online or buying new or buying whatever it is and maybe not knowing where it is and also maybe not supporting a local business. So we got a parent that we save money for. We have the hospitals that we save money for. And we also have fundraising efforts through our business practices that we help children living with cancer as well. So, you know, we're seeing success stories at every different angle here that come through. And again, it's electronics recycling. You would have never thought that it's larger than just break this, you know, break this camera down and send the material off.
It's amazing. People saving money everywhere. And at the end of the day, is money the most important thing in the world? I mean, we could argue over that. I think it's a tool. And if you can take that money and utilize it to help the veterans, to help your family, to grow your business, to grow your community, and all you need to do is start recycling, makes me feel like a total freaking idiot for not knowing this 5 years ago, right? So is there anything like new and exciting in terms of events that I can attend? I know COVID has really screwed things up for a bit. Anything upcoming that we can, you know, promote and announce?
Yeah. I mean, the best thing I would say is we've just started those e-recycling collection events for our residents. And again, those are all throughout Western and Central New York, from Niagara Falls to Buffalo to here in Rochester and Henrietta and Greece specifically. We've also reached out and we do Syracuse events as well. So those would be the only events we have going on. You're right. COVID kind of puts a screwball into things. And we had to change some of our processes to make sure everyone's safe at those events. But it's the easiest way to get rid of those devices. Some of them sell out. They're free, but they book out, rather, probably a better word. They book out. So we only have a certain amount of openings for those events. That's why we have two or three in each spot. So if you don't get into one, try the next one as well. But you know, there's just so many devices, Ben, that are out there. And I mean, looking at your hotel background that we have here, there's a TV, there's a fireplace. That's probably an electric fireplace they have in that background. There's a whole bunch of different things there. There's, I think the last number I saw was a couple of years ago, and this isn't even that long ago, 2018. Doesn't seem that long ago, but it really was. We had 22 billion connected devices in the world. 22 billion.
Yeah.
And in the year 2030, which is now only 9 years away,
right,
we're going to be double that. 50 billion devices. They just announced AirTags from Apple. They just came out with a whole slew of different devices yesterday. Samsung has new devices coming out every week or every year, rather. So there's always something new coming out, and we keep getting more devices. But what do we do with the old ones? That's what we have to stop and think for a second, is with all those numbers, what do we do with them? And we recycle millions of pounds of electronics here just at Sun King alone every year. 25 million, I think, was the last number we had on record for a year. That's a lot. That's a lot right here in 585, you know? And so we have to think, that's going to keep going and growing as not only our reach grows, but as our individual reach grows and we have houses and home offices now, and we have kids and we have all types of things that, you know, just keep adding up. So if anything throughout all this is just think for a second, what's another option? You know, use that device. It's connected. Look up online. Where can I, what can I do with it? And where can I go? And your answer is probably going to be right at the top of your search.
Yeah. I love it. Talk about being part of the solution. And I'm not referring to new devices coming out every year as a problem per se. Mm-hmm. The problem is, I mean, you're creating a device. It doesn't just disappear in thin air once you, right. you're done with it. It ends up in the corner somewhere. It ends up thrown in the trash. Blows my mind that people would throw stuff out, you know, when you can actually take it and basically just help people. It's, yeah. it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. And think about this as well, as a lot of these devices, they're really cool, right? You know, we have these phones, we have these laptops, we have all these devices, and they're really cool and they're made to look beautifully. And yes, they're recyclable, but they're becoming more difficult to break down because they're prioritizing, you know, the aesthetic over, you know, the functionality sometimes. Mm. You know how hard it is to get a screen off of these things? You know how hard it is to get some of the small, we're talking microchips, and they were not like what we are used to back in the day. These are specifically made super small. So a lot of these devices, they work, they're fantastic, and technology is moving so fast. It's great. But breaking them down is also becoming a challenge as well, and taking a little bit more time to do that the right way. We're not just taking a sledgehammer to things. You know, you have to be careful taking some of these things apart. There's glass, there's mercury, there's batteries, there's lithium ion. There are things in there in these devices that can start fires. And so, you know, we have to be very careful breaking these things down. And that's where it's like, you have to be smart about how you're throwing these things out. You're not throwing them out. You're giving them to the right people. So that's another thing to keep in mind, you know, is while these things are getting smaller and they're doing more, they're becoming increasingly difficult to kind of break down, even if they are already made with recyclable material.
I love the mission of Sun King. I'm what's in my head, and I know it's in other people's heads, is Sun King's a growing company in a growing industry, making a difference. Are you guys hiring?
No. Well, yes and no. depending on where we are at the point. I think for everybody, we're all coming through such a rough year. And this is a message for all of our business partners and our friends and family out there, that it's been so tough. We're all just happy to still have jobs and be working. Mm. And we're excited about it. It sounds like we're growing at this exponential rate, but we closed our doors. You know, we shut down for a while, just like everybody else. Recycling was listed in New York, though, as an essential business. So we were able to reopen, but we're not open at the same capacity and the same amount that we were before. We're probably at half the production value. So it's been a struggle for us, and we're happy to be open. We want to see our business partners and our friends who out there who are running their own companies. We want them to be open. We want everybody to be stable. We want everybody to be safe. And once, I think, hopefully in the next 6 months to a year or so, we're all kind of back to some sort of normal, then we can celebrate a little bit more. Then we can feel a little easier. But right now, I think the most important part for us is to make sure our staff is safe, the people who interact with us are safe, and that we're doing what we can to support you, Ben, and your show, to support the other businesses that you spotlight and everybody else right here at home that, you know, they're struggling. We're all struggling in different ways, but we're all struggling.
Yeah, we've all struggled. And as long as you're supporting your staff, you're supporting your clients, we're going to get through this. We obviously, as listeners, want to support Sun King. I usually wait till the end, but this stuff's on my mind. I'm just spitting it out because I want to support you guys. Like, where do I start? Do I show up to the website? Mm-hmm. Should I come in and ultimately shop? What are all the best locations to get in touch and follow Sun King?
I mean, the easiest way is to go to the website. And the easiest way to get that, if you can't remember Sun King, as with two N's, just search I made sure I went on there, and anything close to it, we will pop up in your search engine to show the best way to recycle those. So yeah, you go to our website, and the first thing you see is, are you a resident or are you a business? And then we kind of cut all different avenues you can, the rat can get lost on a website. You pick which one you are, and you can either go to one of our events. Those are free. Again, we take donations because they're free. They cost us money. It's a community service. So we're happy that they're not required. We're happy to take donations. That's one way. If you want to support us, you can. The other way you can is just drop your devices off. You know, sign up for one of those events. Drop them off at one of our drop-off locations. If you're a business, there's a way we can probably work with you and make sure that you know, you guys are set up the best way you can going forward. So there's different programs in there. We mentioned the ITAD program. We run a fundraiser for businesses called eScrap for Camp, where a business will donate their electronics. We will recycle those, and then we'll take a portion of that and we'll donate the funds to Camp Good Days, which helps children living with cancer. So it's a great program to get businesses at least in the door in recycling and get them introduced to it, and also to support a cause. We've been doing that for 10 years. We've raised over $115,000 for them. And so that's growing more and more every year. And if you're looking for a device, consider refurbished. I buy refurbished stuff online because it's cheaper. It's going to work. You get some sort of warranty with it, depending on where you go. And at the end of the day, you're getting what you need. So look at our resources on there. And again, they're laid out right on the website as well. So you can search online, you can go to the website, or you can just show up and drop your stuff off. Either way, we try and make sure there's resources. And we got a lot of information on our Facebook page too.
Good stuff. Yeah. And as long as I have what I need, it doesn't need to be the newest, sexiest thing. Like, right. Think about the change that just, you know, the change in our spending habits and the change in our recycling habits seems like it have a massive influence on Camp Good Days and our veterans and our community. Seems like a no brainer to me. I want to move into the rapid fire round ultimately, where just a little bit of knowledge, like short, sweet, either or, fill in the blank kind of questions. Get to know Robert a little bit better. How's that sound?
This is going to be fun. Let's have some fun with it.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee. Black.
Black coffee, me too.
Beer, like a cowboy, straight out of a dirty tin can.
So you've been in the news. You're obviously a hard worker. You're obviously high energy. You up at like 4 or 5 in the morning drinking your black coffee? Or
No. You know what? And it's funny, is I talk a lot of trash and I wish I could sleep in more. Yeah. But sleeping in now as I'm in my mid-30s is now 7:30 in the morning. Which the dog even rolls over and he's like, really? It's not even time to go out yet. So I'm a 7 o'clock guy. Don't mess with me until I have a cup of coffee though, because I'm a grumpy old man. Get off my lawn until that first sip.
Good to know. You've traveled a lot, obviously. You have trouble sitting still. I think it's a good problem to have. Any like favorite places that you've been in the past?
Favorite place I've lived would be obviously San Diego and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, and so that's always going to be home for me. I was born in Buffalo, but you know, I'm a warm-blooded creature, so stayed south of the Mason-Dixon, and so that's kind of what I'm used to. This snow in late April was not my biggest deal. So I would say San Diego's best place that I've lived, most favorite actually. Best place to travel, Belize was beautiful. You know, I went snorkeling in Belize for a birthday 1 year, and it was the clearest water. I saw the angriest barracuda, and I had a blast. And if you have the chance to go there, just take a cruise. If you do, make one stop and enjoy it.
I love it, Belize. I haven't been, and now a barracuda.
Yeah. He was far enough away, but it was a giant 100-foot barracuda. I swear to God, he looked right at me and he would just stay there. And I said, no problem. I'm going up. I'm out of the water. And it's peaceful underneath. But when you see something that scares the daylight out of you, you stop being peaceful all of a sudden, and you can feel your heartbeat go super fast, but know your breathing is calm. It's the weirdest feeling.
Wow. So lifelong learner, I always like to ask questions like, you know, if you could give us 3 books or podcasts. I'll give you a two part. You give me three of each if you want. Where do you learn? I mean, you're a great marketer. You're a well-spoken guy. You're working for an awesome company. Where are you learning this from? Do you read books, podcasts? What would you recommend?
Yeah, you know, a lot of this stuff is a lot of practice and ear. And I think that's how you grow a lot too, you know, is by doing things, or at least that's how I grow, is by doing things. I either have it or I don't got it. And you love my grammar. I don't got it. So yeah. I learn as I go along, and I do a lot of hands-on. I listen to a lot of podcasts, but they're more pleasure podcasts. You know, I listen to, you know, sports podcasts, local news podcasts, stuff like that. That just kind of keeps me up on current events. If I were to recommend any book, one of the best books I've read was the Tony Dungy book. Super motivational. It's probably about 10 or 15 years old now, but very, very motivational on what he went through and how he was able to plow through all the obstacles. And everybody has obstacles that they go through. You do, I do, you know, the person down the street does. And so, you know, just one way to think of, how do I get around that? You know, if you're able to solve problems, you can get really far in life. And the more that you keep yourself up to date with everything going on and just stay educated and just absorb everything you can, the internet is a pool of nonsense, but there's also a lot of really good stuff out there as well. You know, I read a lot of articles that are put out there, a lot of, you know, top, the same things that you do outside of, you know, doing a BuzzFeed quiz. I'll read the same thing, the top three ways to do this, top five ways to do that. And you pick one or two, you try them and you see if they work. So that's usually what's been working out for me. That's what we do here, is we just try a lot of stuff, throw spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks. And eventually you'll get lucky.
I love it. It great tips for any business owner, entrepreneur, business person, or just someone who's just trying to get better in life. So got to read the Tony Dungy book, learn how to solve problems. And ultimately, let's close out with you. You have a podcast of yourself, right? What if I want to hear more about you and your opinions on what's the podcast about? Is it life, love, news? What? Tell us about your podcast, man.
It's funny you brought that up. I've had a couple actually throughout my career. Okay. And one of them was about love. I was single at the time. It was called Love and Tacos. And it was myself and a relationship coach. You can still find it on Spotify. It was called Love and Tacos. And we talked about my personal dating life while being on TV. We talked about, you know, the stories that she would come across with some of her clients. It was a fun year and a half show that we put out there. But right now we do also have a podcast myself. And coincidentally, who was supposed to be my co-anchor when I was in Texas, we're both out of the news now. And we started a podcast called Anchors Away, because we are news anchors away. Get it? Got it.
Yeah.
And it's what we do. We're professional people watchers. That's what we are. We sit there and we see the stories that are more lighthearted, and we talk about it. And we do some commentary on it. We have interviews on them. We had a friend of mine who was another anchor who wrote a children's book. And he talked about, you know, the journey that he's been through on that. And then we talked about someone who robbed a bakery in England and got caught because they were doing something stupid. So they can take a bunch of different turns. However, which way you go, we talk that local news people don't have people doing their hair and makeup. So if we look a little rough, it's because it was a rough day. We didn't get around to it. Little secrets of the trade. I have a news voice. This is my normal voice. This is my news voice as I speak to you now. We can turn it on and off like that. And so we have fun with it. We kind of relive the glory days. It helps scratch the itch. And it's a really fun half hour if you have a commute and you're able to go through and you listen to this podcast, listen to Anchors Away, you're over to work and home at the same time. So we enjoy it. Myself, Sarah Threadgill, it's on every platform, and hopefully we'll continue to grow it just like you are growing this show, man.
I love it. I like the news voice transition you just did as well. Give us like a like, subscribe, share with a friend. Do a closeout for us in your news voice.
All right. Well, if you are listening to the show, we appreciate all the support, all the help. Make sure you do us this favor, though. It's free to you. But one thing that makes the world difference to us is if you like, subscribe, share, follow, send it to your friends, pigeon carrier, whatever it is. We'd appreciate it. Get the word out, spread the message, grow the podcast, all that fun stuff. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you have a great rest of the week.
Robert, thanks for coming on the show. You've been a ton of fun.
I feel like a bar trick.
I felt like a total dick asking you. It's like asking a comedian to tell a joke, but.
Yeah, be funny, guy. Go ahead. Dance, clown, dance. No, it's fine. It's fine. I try and keep it under control. Sometimes I do it and I don't know it, but Everybody who meets me and they realize I have that history, they ask me to do the TV voice. It is a thing.
Well, thanks for humoring me on this one. And Robert, yeah, man. I'm going to continue to support Sun King. I recommend everyone else as well. Sunking.com. Google Sun King, Google Electronic Recycling in Rochester. The biggest mistake you can make is throw this stuff out or not do anything with it. I'm not going to tell anyone they have to use Sun King, but if you're not using Sun King or at least a noble competitor, you're making a big mistake, right?
Cool. Are you asking me to agree? Of course I'm going to agree with you on that. You're right. I'm sitting there. Yeah, dummy. Of course you're right. That was a great testimonial. But yeah, you don't have to. There's no reason that you have to use any specific company. As long as you're doing the right thing, you're going to feel better about it at the end of the day. But yeah, and if you just need resources, if you're just wondering, can I recycle this or is it really trash or do I find another way for it? Just search us. You know, likely you'll find the answer online somewhere.
Thanks one more time, Robert. It's been fun.
Thanks, Ben. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.